Hi there, this is Ben Kim, and welcome to another podcast for our website, drbenkim.com. Today, I'd like to read you an article that I wrote a while back called Do You Hate the Way You Look? It generated quite a few responses from our readers, and I've received a steady stream of emails from people who have found this article through the web since I first wrote it. Not too long ago, I received the following letter from someone who has been consulting with me for a skin condition. Dear Dr. Kim, I wondered if you would have any advice because I'm having a hard time emotionally. I'm having a problem with low self-esteem and self-confidence, mainly because of my health condition. I don't have any friends or acquaintances in my local area, and I've had a huge problem with loneliness over the past year. I feel too embarrassed to meet other young people because of the health condition, and I feel my emotional state has taken a large toll on me. It seems like a catch-22 situation. I would appreciate any thoughts or suggestions you have on this. Because I've received letters like Jessica's over the years from people of both genders, all ages, and a variety of ethnic backgrounds, I thought it might be helpful to share some of my thoughts that I included in my reply to Jessica here on my blog. If you've read the bio section of our main website, you may remember that I came to do the work that I do now because of my own health challenges as a 19-year-old. Due to a variety of stressors that I faced at that time, I developed a skin condition called vitiligo. Over a period of 3 to 4 years, I lost approximately 25% of my skin color in patches on my face and body. This condition affected every part of my life. I thought that no one would hire me as a chiropractor because of the way that I looked. I was depressed because I couldn't play tennis, baseball, and basketball for hours at a time like I used to without getting sunburned. I was sure that no one would ever want to marry me. For about 2 years, I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. I showered, brushed my teeth, and washed my face in the bathroom with the lights off. Such was the extent to which I had come to loathe my scars. I'd like to tell you that there was one magical moment when it all turned around for me. The truth is, it took many years to overcome my low self-esteem and addiction to self-pity. There were a number of thoughts and events that encouraged me to see my physical appearance differently. At one point, I realized that the person who made the most of my physical appearance was me. When I made it a big issue in my own mind, it seemed to become more of an issue to those around me. When I went about my life without obsessing over my appearance, it clearly became less of an issue to people I interacted with. Sure, there were a few people here and there who clearly indicated that they didn't want anything to do with me because of my unique physical appearance. But for the most part, almost everyone I met and interacted with didn't even bring it up. Some even made me feel like they didn't notice it at all. Another important revelation occurred when a friend asked me to consider how I would want my own future child to go about his or her life if he or she faced the same circumstances that I faced. In recognizing that I would not want low self-esteem over physical appearance to hinder my own child's life in any way, I was inspired to begin the practice of living my own life in a way that resembled how I wished my own child's life would turn out. It took me until about the age of 26 or 27 to feel relatively free of the self-pity that I had allowed to plague me since I developed vitiligo. And since that time, I've come to realize over and over again that my experiences with vitiligo and low self-esteem over my physical appearance are among the greatest blessings that I have ever received. Because of my experiences, I can truly relate to people who visit our clinic who have a health challenge that involves anxiety about their physical appearance. If I didn't have the experience of not being able to turn the lights on in the bathroom, I believe that I would have less capacity to understand and help some of these people. To focus solely on dietary choices when a person can't even look into a mirror without a visceral reaction is not likely to lead to a positive long-term outcome. My vitiligo also gives me the ability to quickly identify people who place more importance on a person's character than on a person's looks. When my wife knew that she wanted to marry me when she was 25 years old, I knew that I had found someone who recognized my spirit, who I was. I didn't need a handsome face, fancy clothes, a big bank account, a flashy sports car, or a 5,000-square-foot home to have her want to marry me. I just needed to stay committed to being myself and occasionally treating her to a high-quality ice cream cone. Without my vitiligo, I doubt that I would have gotten interested in leading the healthy lifestyle that my family does now. I could share many more blessings that have come about because of the skin condition that caused years of sadness, but hopefully my point is clear. If you suffer with anxiety about your physical appearance, I hope that you will take some time to consider the many ways in which your current and past suffering can lead to a bright and meaningful life. Many wise people over the centuries have told us, through their writings, that it is often the case that suffering is rich soil that makes it possible for a beautiful flower to grow. It's difficult to change the way that you feel about yourself in just a few days, but I hope that you are inspired to think about your appearance in life in a way that you would want your own child to think about his or her own situation. Sometime after I wrote this article, I received an email from one of our readers, and I was very impressed with her experience. She told me that at one point in her life, I believe she was in her early 20s or perhaps her late teens, she actually shaved off her head so that she could exercise the ability to detach her feelings of self-worth from her physical appearance. I think that in my situation and in a lot of other people's situations, we come to learn to detach our feelings of self-worth from our physical appearance because we're forced to do that. But to hear about this young lady's experience with forcing herself to do it was truly impressive. It inspired me a great deal. And I actually share that story with people from time to time when I feel that it's appropriate. Well, that's it for today's podcast. I hope that you found it to be helpful. If you know anyone who you think might benefit from listening to this podcast, please feel free to pass it on. The music for this podcast is from a song called Last September by Andrew Powers, and it's from a place called GarageBand.com. You'll find a lot of independent artists there, a lot of good songs. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I hope to produce another one for you soon. Bye for now.